apologize here that so that the working document was submitted, was uploaded back in October, November time. And we have prepared an informal, which is document 22, which includes some additions, some amendments. But I, in error, I haven't included a justification for those. So the document itself, the content of the working document, the actual align it with the EU regulation that Bart has just explained, hasn't been changed at all from what was submitted in the working document. We've had no feedback or any issues there. In discussion with the Secretariat, we produced it rather than as a complete standalone new document. This document basically identifies the sections of the current 06 series that need to be amended. So Francois, if you could just scroll down. So for example, we've got a new definition. But basically it's aligning all the amendments align with the European regulation text. So we probably don't need to go through that unless people have comments. So if you could just scroll down through the document. So we've got some new transitional provisions. There were some additions, the test requirements were updated. So these are new transitional provisions. And then we're now adding PM number. We've got this additional documentation package. To say all this is basically cut almost word for word with the European regulation, apart from where we're amending UN EU terminology or references with relevant UN references. So it's not exactly total cut and paste copy across, but it is pretty well that. So all the changes, as I say, just aligning with the changes in the European regulation. So we've got a new column here for cold start and PN number. Okay. You could keep scrolling. Okay. So if you could stop at this point. Thank you, Francois. In the informal document, the changes to the informal document are in the red text. Although for the way it's communicated in the UN documentation is that the paragraphs we're amending are in black. But these are all new. So from the word Annex 4 at the top of the screen, all of these changes are new. And what we're doing here is, and I don't want to steal the thunder of Japan, who will be introducing changes to GTR4, but basically there's been a working document submitted to GRPE, amended by a informal document, which is making some corrections to various sections of GTR4. Some of those corrections have already been made in UNR 49. So the first amendment to UNR 49 included some of the corrections that you'll see proposed by Japan for GTR4, but some of them haven't been made yet in UNR 49. So the changes that you'll see here, and you'll also see these proposed by OICA to amend UNR 49-06 series, basically are to correct some errors. So in the first one, there were some brackets missing in the equation, which have been corrected, and so on and so forth. So basically, what we're seeing here is a new section being added to the informal document, sorry, the working document, which makes the corrections that have been proposed in the amendment to GTR 4 by Japan. It would obviously, I mean, because those changes need to be made, then it makes sense to make them in this document. What you'll see if you do compare it with the GTR is some of the, is the equation numbers in the UNR are different to the GTR, but that's the only change.
Rob,
okay.